Hello, fellow NetBranch operators. This is Chris Perez here. Today I am going to do a lightning round training on competing against other lenders, primarily banks and credit unions. And the second part of this will be how to get their turndowns. Okay, so let's talk about competition, banks and credit unions. We all know or should know, banks and credit unions have the best loan programs out there. They have the best interest rates, hands down, and they are tough to compete against because banks and credit unions, and primarily banks, are really there. How a bank earns its money really is by leverage. They hold a lot of people's money. They invest it for a return, and lending is really an ancillary for them. You know, where banks can really compete against you is that they can actually do deals for free with no fees if they have a big depositor that they want to keep a customer. So banks is always the place if a borrower can qualify to go if they want the best rates and they have 120 days to close. Now, we obviously all know not everyone has 120 days to close. Another thing about banks and credit unions is they are federally regulated, which means banks can only lend to probably 25 at best to 20% of the folks that apply for loans through banks and credit unions are turned down. That means 75 to 80% of the entire commercial real estate lending market goes through companies such as ours. Okay, so banks get the top tier. They get the 800 FICOs, people with, you know, 100 deals of experience and $10 million in the banks. You know, the old saying is banks only lend money to folks that don't need the money. So banks, we compete against them. Here's the beautiful part. We can compete against them, and we do have lenders that have some of the best rates and programs in the country. Also, we also work with banks and credit unions. So what I want to talk about is how to never lose a deal again through competition with another bank, a credit union, or even another lender, because here is why. If you have a competing offer that is beating us in the rate department or terms or any type of factor, the first thing that you want to try and do with the bank or credit union with the borrower is say, look, can you get me a copy of the term sheet that they had provided, okay? Because we really do need to see that term sheet to be able to compete and take it back to our existing lender, right? Because borrowers will always tell you, oh, I got a better offer. Well, we need to see the offer. And I will tell you, a very high percentage of the time, you are not going to get that term sheet even though you ask for it, because a lot of the times, that term sheet doesn't exist. These are just quotes that somebody's giving over the phone. It's an aggressive broker, an aggressive loan officer, but there is no real term sheet behind it. It's just words, okay? But you still want to get the term sheet whenever you can because it does allow us to compete, okay? If you get the term sheet or even if you don't, we still need to know the lender that we're competing against, because what I want you to tell your borrower that is your client is that, hey, let me go to the lender or your existing bank to see if I can get you better rates and terms, okay? And you may ask yourself, well, how's that possible? How do we go to the exact same bank and get a better rates and terms than the borrower themselves? And the reason being is we are what's called or known as a super wholesaler. We don't just see a single deal. We see hundreds of deals. We have days that we see anywhere from 400 to well over 1,000 loan applications in a single day. Broke a record a couple weeks ago, 1,600 loan applications in a single day. So what that means is we actually feed the lending community their business, okay, especially the wholesale lenders that we work with. So trust me, all lenders, banks, credit unions, no matter who they are, all want more business. So once you get the name of the competing lender or the bank, what we're going to do next, and management will help you with this, is we will contact that lender and say, listen, we are a super wholesaler. You are not on our platform, which is an open marketplace platform. We do want to work with all lending in the United States. This is an all-inclusive platform. If they work with brokers, we want to work with them. So you go to that bank or credit union and say, look, I have a client, we have a mutual client, and you gave them a quote, would you be able to do better working through a broker where we can get better rates and terms? And the reason that they're going to want to hear this is because we will send them mountains of business once we onboard them on the platform, okay? So, hey, can you do better for our mutual client here? And, oh, by the way, I'm going to start submitting 10, 30, 40, 100 deals through you a month, okay? 9 out of 10 times, you may be able to negotiate a better rate and term, okay? And there are chances that you're going to run into some lenders, especially small community lenders or even private investors, that don't want work with brokers. So this won't work every time, but it will work a lot of times. Now, even if they say to you they're interested in working with us, you know, they would love to be onboarded and they want to see deals, but this is really the best deal for this particular client, even through a wholesaler such as our size, such as ourselves. Okay, well, here's where you win every single time moving forward, okay? Because we have invented the cash back real estate loan. Folks, nobody in the history of commercial real estate lending has offered cash back when borrowers close loans. I have folks on my intro calls that have been doing real estate 30 years. And in those 30 years, there is not a single, not 100 years, there is not a single lender that has lent money out for commercial real estate lend for a commercial real estate loan and then handed the borrower at the end of the transaction a check for $5,000 or $10,000. Until now, we are the only company, 11 Capital Finance, that offers the cash back real estate loan. So watch this. Hey, Mr. Borrower, I went to your bank, Bank of America, and, you know, even as a wholesaler, I couldn't get you that better interest rate, but I do have the cashback real estate loan. It's a membership platform where you can sign up and you will make commissions now on your own transactions for a lifetime. All you have to do is register for our membership program. It's at 11capitalfinance.com/cashback. And guess what? We can now give you cash on your own deals through the fees that are created on every real estate loan. Now, think about this, folks. Bank of America or us going through Bank of America, the exact same rates and terms. The only difference now is the client has a quarterback on their deal that are going to help with all of the third-party reports and the cumbersome parts of the loan, which the banks and lenders are not equipped to help borrowers with these third-party reports, whether it be the appraisal or the title company or the insurance writer or the surveyor, environmentals, and every other thing that comes up, buyers and sellers and attorneys and accountants. We do that for our clients. So not only will they get the same deal, they will get our high level of full service that banks just can't offer, and at the end of the transaction, they will get a check for $5,000, $10,000, $2,500. There is no way we should ever be losing any type of deals moving forward if that particular lender works with a brokerage. Do you understand? Because now we can incentivize that no bank or lender in the United States is at the end of your transaction, you get cash back. If you do what I just said, you will increase your close ratios by 80 to 90% because there is absolutely no way that somebody is not going to go with somebody who offers full service with a check at the end of the transaction on the same rate and terms with the exact same lender. Okay, folks, check out the cashback real estate loan. It is a bazooka we have added to your loan arsenal. And we are the only company in the United States to do this or to have ever done this. We are not repackaging the past. We are building the future. Okay, folks, no more losing deals. Let's get these competitive lenders onboarded onto our platform. And let's get our borrowers cash back so we can keep borrowers for life, okay? Repeat business. Get them that cash back. Okay, so that is how to compete with other lenders banks, credit unions, and a little bit on the cashback real estate loan. Next, how do you get bank turndowns, okay? And I hear folks say, oh, I called my bank. They said they don't do that, okay? And I heard that on my call today, which prompted this training. Banks do refer out business, okay? So, you know, if you hear somebody says, well, we don't do that, you're not phrasing it right. So let me show you how to get a bank or credit union's turndowns. Number one question you should ask is, why would a bank or credit union give another lender an opportunity if they have to say no? Well, here's the deal. I explained it earlier. Banks and credit unions, they want depositors, right? That's their business, fees, holding on to large sums of money, leverage, right? So they want happy depositors and customers. Banking is highly competitive, okay? At every other street corner is a different bank, okay? And the first thing that happens when somebody walks into their bank for the very first time and they try to apply for a commercial loan and they get turned down, it is upsetting, okay? It makes them want to take their account and their deposits out of that account and go right down the street to a different bank, right? So attrition with banks is high because of the turndowns, because they're turning down 75 to 80% of their customers, okay? So happy depositors and attrition is always on the mind of banks and bankers, okay? So when you talk to your local bank that you bank with and that commercial loan office, just say, hey, I can help you guys keep happy customers, okay? Number one. Number two, we can also build brand loyalty in your areas, okay? We can not only bring in more business to your branch, but we can bring in loyal customers that will bank with you because we build communities with our platform called Bankers Giving Back. Now, this is Bankers Giving Back has not officially launched yet, probably launching next year, but this is a part of Bankers Giving Back because here's why. Building community value for local banks. If a bank gives us a turndown and we close that transaction, not only are we keeping a happy depositor that's going to stay with their bank because they referred it out, we will then take 25% of our fees and we will circle a 2-mile radius around the bank and have them pick a charity of their choice, whether it's American Cancer Society, Autism Speaks, Wounded Warriors. They get to pick it, and we want the charity to be within a mile of the branch that referred the business, okay? Because here's what happens next. When that transaction closes, we will then donate that $2,500, $5,000, $10,000 to the charity of their choice on their behalf, okay? And we will publicize it. Folks, think about this. If you are a bank and you are giving to all the charities and businesses and charities in your particular area, in your geography, and it's being publicized that you are helping these organizations that people are very passionate about and loyal, believe me, they want to work with us and get us those turndowns. Not only now are you talking about building, you know, brand loyalty in the area, you're talking about customers that are passionate about their organizations, and they are going to bank at that bank, and they're going to tell their friends about that bank because that bank is supporting that community. And we're all doing this and building this goodwill for the bank and marketing that you couldn't even pay for, goodwill marketing. We're doing that on transactions that they cannot get done that only upset their existing clients, okay? So think about your message when you walk into the local bank. Hey, we have a way that you can keep happy depositors, and we can also bring you a ton more customers that are going to be brand loyal, and they are not going to go to other banks based on this relationship we can put together. Okay, so folks, I know this message, you know, it'll take some time to do it and tweak it and everything else. But if you are interested in going after your local credit union or bank, please get us on the phone. Let us know. All you have to do is start the conversation, and we will come in and we will set them up on the platform on our Lenders Roundtable. Check out lendersroundtable.com. Check out bankersgivingback.org. We will set them up on the platform, but that will be your customer and client for a lifetime. One singular bank or credit union can make a career with the deals that they're turning down, okay? All right, folks. Well, that's about it. That's our lightning round today of training on how to compete with other lenders and banks and also how to get business from banks and credit unions. I'll see you next time. This is Chris Perez. Hope everybody is enjoying the platform, and have a great one. Bye-bye.